Daf is Daf Mem Vav. So let's take it from the Mishnah on the bottom of Mem Heim to Beis. The Mishnah says, Hamotzi es isha mishum shemra. A person divorces his wife because he hears some bad rumors, zanus about her. The halacha is lo yachzir. He's not allowed to ever remarry her. The Gemara is going to explain why not, but if that's the grounds on which he divorces her, there's no heter to ever remarry her. But let's say he says mishum neder. Let's say he says she takes too many of the dharma, I can't handle it, everything is a neder with her, that's why I'm divorcing her. The halacha is also, the Mishnah says, lo yachzir, you cannot remarry her. Once you divorce her, it's forever. As opposed to any other situation where a person divorces his wife, as long as she does not marry someone afterwards, he is allowed to remarry her. In these cases, once he gives a divorce, it's final, there's never going back. If it's mishum shemra, or if it's mishum neder. Comes along with Yehuda in the Mishnah, Omer kol neder she yodu barabim lo yachzir. Any nether that the rabbim know about, you cannot remarry her ever. But shelo yadu bo rabbim yachzer. But if the rabbim do not know about such a nether, then you are allowed to remarry her. So why is this? So the Rashi explains that there are two reasons, as the Gemara is going to tell us, why it's us to remarry the person. One is because let's say she remarries someone else. And then he says, had I known it wasn't really any znus, I wouldn't have divorced in the first place. And then he's going to regret the first get. And she was never divorced, and she married someone else who she was not allowed to marry, ends up being that the second marriage, the children of Mamzer. That's one svar. And the other svar is, where's this Rashi? Rashi says, the other svar is because Bnei Yisrael Brutos Baraz Bin Adarm. Since the girls, Bnei Yisrael, were so involved in Arayos, involved in Pritus and Nadarm, all these types of things that they shouldn't be involved in, we gave them a penalty. If you're doing this, you're going to be divorced from your husband forever. There's no remarrying him. So as a way to give a severe penalty, the divorce is forever. So those are two different reasons. So how does that relate to Rabbi Yehuda, who says it depends whether the Nadarim was known to the Rabbim or not? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, she yadu barabim, she nadarta barabim. She made a nether in public. Lo yachzir dein lahafara. You can't be machzir because there's no hafara. The reason Rabbi Yehuda understands is because he wants to give a severe penalty for the women for making such a nether. Hilchach says Rashi, who makes a nether in public? So such a woman who's making a nether in public is clearly doing something but pretus, doing something that she shouldn't be doing. It's unlike a woman to do. And therefore, they give a very severe kenas. But if it's a nether that was not made in Rabim, there's no need for a penalty, then he may remarry her after divorcing her, even though it's on the grounds of a nether. That's the position of Rabbi Yehuda. Then the Mishnah quotes the understanding of Rabbi Meir, Omer kol neder shetzar chakirz chacham lo yachzir, v'shein tzar chakirz chacham yachzir. He gives a different svar, nothing to do with the rabbim knowing about it, whether or not there's a need for the chacham to investigate this nether. So what's Rabbi Meir's understanding? So again, if the nether requires chakirz chacham, then the lach is you cannot remarry her. If it does not require a chakirz chacham, then you may remarry her. What's the understanding here? So Rashi says, Kol Neder, few narrow lines up in Rashi, still in the bottom of Mem Heim Beis, Kol Neder, Shetzar Chakirz Chacham, Leilech Levnei Chacham, you have to go in front of the Chacham, Ulevakish Pesach V'charat, you have to ask for a way out, Vein HaBal Yachal Hafer, and the Baal is not able to find the Hafara. It's already too late. The 24 hours have passed, so he can't do a Hafara, so they need to go to a Chacham. The Lach is, Lo Yachzir, you cannot go back anymore, you cannot remarry her. Derei Meir Savar Taima Mishim Kekula. He thinks the concern is that she might remarry someone else, a second man, and then he's going to have charata, and the Chakirz Chacham is going to end the divorce. And so the divorce never happened in the first place. And turns out she's married to a second guy, unrightfully, and the children of Amram Zer. So says Rashi, Hilkach, neder sheinu yachal lahafir, a neder that he cannot, the husband cannot be mefir, aval chacham yachal lahatir, but a chacham is able to undo, yachal hu kilkalka, so again, he's able to ruin the first get. La'acha shetinasi la'achir, after she marries somebody else, he's able to ruin the get by going to a chacham. V'yomar ilo ha'isi yodeh she'chacham yachal lahatir lo ha'isi megarsha. Had I known that the chacham could have undone the neder, I wouldn't have given a divorce in the first place. As opposed to a nether that doesn't require a chakirz chacham, that he himself can be made for the nether. And he says, still, I'm not going to be made for the nether. I'm still going to divorce her. And that clearly shows us that he's not going to have charata. His initial divorce was on the grounds that I don't want to be made for the nether. But again, if it requires a chakirz chacham, he might end up retracting and undoing the initial get. And that's going to be the problem. That's the understanding of Rabbi Meir.
So all these husbands, when they're giving a get, they sort of make a statement that I'm doing it because I heard this about her, or because of
right. That's what so the Gemara is going to say, and according to one opinion, you have to actually say and articulate why you're doing it.
Just like when you came into getting married, you have to say it. So it's
right. Well, there's a right. That comparison to getting married, the get says harayat mutaris lachaladim. You don't have to say that, but you're right. There does have to be a statement that accompanies us to understanding why and the grounds for getting divorced. Now the Gemara says another opinion. Now, Amar Rabbi Elazar.
I don't know if I can project.
Amar Rabbi Elazar lo asuze el b'fneze. So Rabbi Elazar says this one was only prohibited because of this one. So what does that mean? So says Rashi, four lines up from the bottom, lo asu zeh shetzar chakir tzchacham lahachzir. The case of going to chakir tzchacham in such a type of neder, if that was the reason why they divorced, you can't remarry her. That was only asur mipnei zeh, says Rashi, sheino tzarech, the case that wasn't needing, that did not need a chakir tzchacham. Dibet tzarech, when you need a chakir tzchacham, lo hayalanu lachash l'kilkul. There's no concern of a kilkul. Why? The fi sheinu yachal omar ila yisi yodeya shechacham yachal atir lo shehaisi megarshcha. Dan tzadi dein adam rotze shidizbaze isha bebezdin b'fnei chacham leilecha beisdin alishal. Very interesting case here. Even though the guy divorced his wife, he still liked his wife. And he didn't want to be mevazeh her in a bezdin, so he wouldn't schlep her to a chakir chacham. So we're not concerned of having to ever go to chakir chacham to schlep her to a bezdin. We're not concerned in that case at all. So the only concern is in a case where there was no chakir chacham. In that case, there's a concern that maybe he said, had I known I could have been made for the nether, I would have been made for the nether and then have charata on the initial get. So why do they ask for the case of something that requires a chakir chacham if he would never take his wife to chakir chacham anyways? Because there goes in that to the case where he wouldn't schlep her to a bezdin. All right, strange case here. But again, very confusing, all these different opinions. Then comes along Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Huda. He says, "Ma'ase b'tzidon." There's once a story in Tzidon, be'echad she'amar li'isho, where one person said to his wife, "Konim imeni migashcha." There's going to be a nether. The Gemara is going to explain the nether. If I don't divorce you, there's going to be some konim. Something will be hektish. V'tiro lo chacham chacham permitted him to stay married. She'achzirena b'pnei tikkun olam. Because of tikkun olam, he permitted them to get remarried, even though they got divorced. This case was an exception. The Gemara is going to explain what's behind all this. Okay, so again, very confusing. Firstly, there are two reasons why it's usher to get remarried in such a case. Is it because of kilkula, or is it because of pritzis? And then there are other different considerations of whether a person would schlep his wife to a bezdin to be mevazah her or not to be mevazah. Those are the two underlying principles we're going to see in the Gemara. So the Gemara says now in the bottom of Mem Hei Mebeis, Amar Rabbi Yosef Bar Minyume Amar of Nachman, V'hu she'amar la mishum shemra. That's what your point was. It's only this is true. Only if he actually states on his own, he says, "I'm divorcing her because of shemra ani motziach." That's why I'm divorcing her. Or he says, "Mishum neder ani motziach." Or them divorcing you because of a neder. So if he says that, then we start following the rules. If that's the reason why, we can't let you remarry them. So the Gemara says, Kasavar, this understanding is, if it's only a case where he articulates it, it's Kasavar Taimamai, Mishum Kilkula. It's the whole reason why he can't remarry her is because it's a problem of Kilkula. See, Amar La, Hachi, if he says this, he says that's why he's getting divorced her, Hachi Matzi Makakala, he could end up ruining it. Vilo La Matzi Makakala, but if he never says anything, then there is no concern of any Kilkul. Why, what's the difference whether he says it or doesn't say it? So Rashi says, if you go two lines down on Mem Vavam and Aleph here, in time of the Masnisim Mishim Kikula. Shlohi Kalkalena al Baila Lacha Shit Sinas Lacha. We don't want him ruining her second marriage. The Yomran, he would say, Eila Isi Odea Shedvarim Badain. Had I known that your nether and the Shemra was all a mistake, Osha Nether Yeshla Hafara, Afila Hayunosin Limeyamana, Loha Isik Mikarshka. Even if you paid me a lot of money, I wouldn't have divorced you. I really loved you. But there was some mistake I heard. The Kacha Marti, and this is what he says, Bishas Gerishin Shemifne Kachani Motiacha. When he divorces her, and I had in mind, when I divorce you, if the facts were incorrect, I wouldn't divorce you. Therefore, we have to say to him, before you get divorced, you should know, you can never remarry her anymore. He's no longer trusted to say, had I known. Since he knows now, it's us to remarry her, He still wasn't willing to wait. Who lived out and to investigate the facts. It seems that he doesn't really love
it. He says, I'm doing this almanas.
He said, that's in essence what he says. He says why he's doing
it's
this.
It's essence what he says. If he says, I'm giving to this get almanas that this is 100%, you know, emes glat, then fine. But if it's not, then the get's not chal. Then okay. But if you can't say afterwards, oh, I have charata. I really never would have done this because I met Lamaisa in my head and I never wanted to do it and I only did it because...
No, that's why we say this to him. Meaning, we say to him, he says, I'm getting divorced because of the Shemra. He said, well, wait a second. Now we're concerned if it's because of Shemra. Let's say you find out that Shemra is no longer true.
Right.
So then, what's going to be? So he said, I'm still willing to get divorced her anymore. Right. You know, you could take some time and look into it. I want to get divorced her anyway. So that tells us, in the beginning, he can't claim afterwards he never had that das, because he still did with full das. Knowing he didn't have all the facts down, he was still willing to divorce her, and therefore it's a get forever. You can't say my...
He this far, how'd I know?
Exactly. That's what's going on.
Because otherwise, the wife is in an impossible situation. Because she says, I know I didn't do anything.
Right,
then the truth is going to come out someday, so now I can't marry at all, because he's going to find out 2 years from now, the Shemra, and it really wasn't.
Right.
So the get wasn't chal in the first place.
She's remarried, just mom's there.
Yeah, she's not going to remarry. She's going to sit there.
So I guess that's why they have to institute this, to say that it's a final divorce and there's no retracting on it. So that's the first man damar. It's only if he says this. But if he doesn't say this in the first place, so then there is no real concern that he's going to have a second thought. He just divorced her.
Right.
So that's the first man damar. Ikadamri, the other version is Amar Rav Yosef Bar Minumi, Amar Rav Nachman, Tzarech Shiomar La, he has to say to her, not that he happens to say, but he needs to say to her, Tzarech Shiomar La, he needs to say to her, Have you a dash, Mishum Shemra, Ani Mitziacha, Mishum Neda, Ani Mitziacha. You have to say to her, know why. Why? What's the understanding? Kasavar, Taima Mai, Kadeshalo, Yubunosi, So Prutos, Barayas, Bendarm, Hilgach, Tzarech, Lame Malachim. It's Musr. We're giving her Musr. The reason why I'm getting, not because there's a concern of him retracting. The divorce is final. The reason why we're giving such a statement here, we're making it final, he can never remarry you because of what you did, because of the Moti Shemra, because of the Nadarm that you're making, we have to tell it to her and give her that Musr so she doesn't do this. And so other people who also see this don't do this as well. So these two different Ikidamris, again, slightly, you know, a slight difference, but there ends up being a big difference in reasons, is what the Gemara understands. So Gemara now says, Tanya Kalisha Kama, Tanya Kalisha Basra. There's a brayse that supports each of these reasons. Tanya Kalisha Kama, the one that supports the first reasoning of Mishum Kilkula, that's the concern. Amar Rabbi Meir, Mibnei Ma Amru Hamoti Es Isha Mishum Shemra Lo Yachzer. What's the reason why, when a person divorces his wife because of Shemra, that he cannot remarry her ever? Mishum Neder Lo Yachzer, and also for another. Shema Telech V'tinasil Acher, because perhaps she's going to get married to somebody else. But Nimsu Devarim B'darim, it turns out that the Neder and Shemra were incorrect. The yeoman, he'll say, Eli Isi Odeya Shekain, who had I known there was a mistake in the first place, Afilim Hayunosinli Mea Mana, even you paid me a lot of money, Lo Haisi Megarsha, I would not have divorced her. I had the facts incorrect. For Nimsa Get Batal, turns out the Get was retroactively incorrect, a Batal Get. Ubanem Amzerim, her children from the second marriage are Nam Amzerim. Lefikach Omer Lo, therefore we say to him, Have Yodeya, you should know, before you give her the divorce, Shemotzis Isha Mishim Shemra, Lo Yachzer, Mishim Neder Lo Yachzer. So this Brisa clearly supports the understanding of Mishim Kilkula. Then the Gemara quotes the second Brisa, Tanya Kilisha Basra, that the concern is, not concern really, it's because of the pretus of Nidarm and Arias, we have to be very, very severe, and once you get divorced because of those concerns, you can never remarry this husband again. It should serve as a big Musr for all women across the world. So what's the price? Tanya Kalisha Basr, Amar Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yosi Mipnei Ma Amru Hamotzes Isha Mishum Shemra Lo Yachzer Mishum Neda Lo Yachzer. What's the reason? Shelo Yubnos Yisrael Prutos Barayas Minadarm. Just like we've been saying, the Fikach Amar Lo. Therefore, we say to him, Emor La, you should tell her, give her the Musr, give your ex-wife the Musr. Have Yodas, you should know, Shemishum Shemra Ani Motiacha Mishum Neda Ani Motiacha. So we have two different prices that support both different understandings of why you can never remarry them. Gemara now wants to analyze the understanding of Rabbi Yehuda, who says, "Omer akol neder sheyadu barabim lo yachzer shloyadu barabim yachzer." So the difference, according to Yehuda, was whether there was a neder that is made in rabim, then he can never remarry her. If it was a neder that was not made in rabim, then he may remarry her. And Rashi already told us the reason was because if it was made in rabim, that's real pretus to make a neder, standing up in the bima and saying, "I'm making a neder, whatever the neder is," that's pretus, and that's a reason why he cannot remarry her. That only applies barabim. But if it wasn't Barabim, he's able to remarry her. So Amar Rabbi Shuban Levi, the Gemara says, my time in the Rehuda, what was his reason? Dichsib, because the pasuk says in Yeshua, "V'lo hikum b'nei Yisrael." B'nei Yisrael, when they were tricked by the Givonim, they wanted to say they came from a different place, even though they really lived in B'nei Yisrael, in Eretz Canaan. And B'nei Yisrael really should have killed them because they had to kill all the Yoshua Eretz Canaan. They claimed they came from a faraway place, so Klal Yisrael couldn't kill them. Why not? Ki nishbu lahem nisya eda. They made a shua. They made a pact. They said, "We were not going to kill you." Ah, turns out it was betel. So they really lied. Still, once you made a shua, things are final. So therefore, how does this connect to here as well? So we see that when the shvuah is made b'nesiyah ha'ida, b'rabim, it becomes more severe, and I guess it's a lashon of, not really a lashon of pretus though, it's more binding. How does this connect to us though? Just showing that I guess a shvuah b'rabim is more severe. Is that the proof it's trying to say?
Yeah.
Okay. Then the rabbanon say back, ha'sam michal shvuah alayu klal, you can't bring a raya from there, there's no shvuah that took effect.
Came
the Amru Lu Meretz Rechokaban. They said, they claimed they came from a distant land, but they didn't. Lo Chai L'Shvua. It was incorrect. It was a Shvua Batos. So Lo Chai L'Shvua Alayu Klal. So why didn't they just kill them then? There was a Chiv to kill all the Bnei Kanan. Mishum Kedusha Hashem. It's going to be a big disgrace. Look, Bnei Yisrael, the new nation comes and they make a treaty, and then they violate the treaty. It's because of Kedusha Hashem, they have to keep them alive. But no Shvua was Chal in the first place.
It's not because there's also, you have a mitzvah Chal on you also. You have a mitzvah right now saying, go kill everyone, right? And the fact that you made the Shvua is not mevatel the mitzvah.
Saying, let's say the Shvua were to be Chal. Shvua can be Chal in the mitzvah to go against the mitzvah.
Shvuah was only chal because he didn't think this was in the geder of the mitzvah.
So that's a good question for Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, how could the shvuah be chal? Even if the shvuah is chal, because they, you know, that was the agreement they made, a shvuah can't be chal if it turns out that they actually bnei Kanaan. You can't. It's a good kasha. It's a very good kasha. It's a kasha of Yehuda. How could the shvuah be chal if in fact there's a mitzvah to kill them?
You may be the only one who could use it.
Ah, very good. Toast is asking this question. Why am I looking in the back? Toast is asking this question. Okay. Okay, so he gives the answer later on. Dakarcha b'ein rotin lahashsim. So I mean, they didn't want to complete it. So the Tos apparently answered. I'm just reading the summary in the back here. That Yehuda was moded the shvuah zachal.
This shvuah was never chal to begin with.
Right. It was inechanami. It wasn't chal.
Okay.
Very good. So the Gemara says now. Kama Rabbim, what's considered Rabbim? For the woman to make a neder b'Rabbim and him to divorce her based on that neder, and he can never remarry her, what's considered Rabbim? So Rav Nachman Amar Shlosha, Rabbi Yitzchak rather, Amar Asara, 3 and 10. This is about because we have all of our Shas. 3 when it comes to Tuma, 3 and is considered Rishis Rabbim. When it comes to other Inyanim, Kedushas Hashem, it's 10 people. So what's the machlok is based on? So Rav Nachman Amar Shlosha Yamim Shnayim Rabim Shlosha. The pasuk says when it comes to Zava, it says Yamim Rabim many days, and we know when it comes to Zava, it's really 3 days. So we see Rabim there means three days, and here it means three people. Rav Yitzchak Amar Asara Dichsev Eda. The pasuk says Eda, and Eda we know from a few places in Shas. Eda refers to 10 people. 10 people is a minyan. 10 people is Nishkadashi Besoch Bnei Yisrael, refers to 10 people. So that's why you need 10 people for Rabim. That's a machlokus Amarayim here. Gemara now says, Rabbi Meir Omer Kol Neder Shetarach V'chule. He had a different distinction. His distinction was, if it had to go to Chakir's Chacham, if you had to bring her to a Chacham, he paskin that you cannot be machzer her, but if you don't have to go to a Chacham, then you can be machzer. That's the type of nether. So what's that about? So we said that's all about a din of Kilkula, whether or not he's willing to an issue of Kilkula. Let's see how the Gemara explains this. What does that mean? So Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Lo Asu Tzarch El Mepnei She'enu Tzarch. Rabbi Lasser says, we only asked the case of a tzar chacham because of the eino tzar chacham. So he says the opposite. He says, really mikar din, the eino tzar chacham is where he can't remarry her. Rav Meir holds that the Tzara Chacham is where he can't remarry her. Which is more severe? The requirement to bring her to Beis Din is more severe, or the requirement or not to? A little confusing. Let's read the Gemara, then I'll try to put it together, make it clear. So, what's the machlokas here? Rav Meir Sover, Adam wrote this, Shetizbaza Isha Beis Din. He wants his wife to be disgraced, to be embarrassed in Beis Din. And therefore what? And therefore Rashi says, Adam wrote Shetizbaza, Kolomer, Eina Makbin Bekach. He doesn't really care if he slaps her to Beis Din and she's embarrassed. Hokach, Tzarech Chakiris Chacham, Matzi Lekakula. Therefore, if it's a nether that requires a Chakiris Chacham, there's a concern of Kilkula. Why? So again, if he's willing to bring his wife to a Beis Din, so she makes a nether, and it's a nether that requires a Chakir's Chacham, so then, and later on he finds out that maybe this nether can be undone. Then we schlep her to the Beis Din, and turns out you could undo that nether, and then he'll have Charata on the initial divorce. So that's why he thinks when it requires Chakir's Chacham, he can never remarry her anymore. As opposed to Rabbi Eliezer, says in Gemara Sefer, Ein Adam Rotsa Shetizbaza Isha Bebezin, a person would not shep his wife. So if it requires Chakir's Chacham, he'll never shep his wife to Bezin. So there's no concern that he'll ever undo the nether and then he'll ever have Charat on the get. And therefore, in the case of Tzar Chacham, there is no concern of having a problem. So you are able to remarry her if it's a Chakir's Chacham. But the other case, it's the opposite for each of them. Okay, that should be enough to make that part clear. I think Gemara says, "I'm Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa b'Tzidon." There was once a Maisa in Tzidon. So Gemara wants to know, what's this Maisa that we're talking about in the Mishnah? My Tana, the Katani Maisa. What's this Tana? Who is this Tana that says this Maisa? It's a Chasur Mechzer. It's a Mishnah that's missing. What is the Mishnah supposed to say? V'halchi Katani. B'med, Mamur went a whole discussion above about divorcing her, not remarrying her. It's Kishin Nadurhi when she makes the nether. Aval Nadur Hu'ihu. But if he, the husband, makes the nether, Yachshi is allowed to remarry her. There's no concern of Kilkula, there's no concern of Pritzusa, and therefore, if he makes the nether, it's allowed. Vama Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa, Nami, but Tzidon. There's one to Maisa actually that happened in Tzidon when he made the nether. Be'echad, one Echad, not a Achas Echad, a man. Echad Sh'amar, Lisha, a man says to his wife, I'm going to make a nether if I don't divorce you. V'girshin, he divorces her. V'tiru l'chachamim, she'achshin v'bnei tikkun olam. And the chacham permitted him to remarry her because of tikkun olam. Ah, wasn't it because of a nether? He divorced her because of a nether. We see that this issur of not remarrying only applies to when she makes a nether, not when he makes a nether. So my konim, what was the konim that he said? Rashi says on the top of Mem Vavam and Beis, my konim, halo konim lashon hekdishu. To lashon hekdishu, oser hadavar, Allah behekdish. What was the nature of this nether? He said, if I don't divorce you, something's going to be hekdish. What's that something? So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna, ba'omer yasu kol peros shebe'olam alai im eini megarishcha. He says, all the fruits in the world are going to be usher to me, will be hektish to me if I don't divorce you. That was his motivation to get him to divorce her. He ended up divorcing her, and he permitted them, the Chacham permitted him to get remarried to her. V'tiru lo shiach tzirenu, says the Gemara, they permitted him to remarry her. Pshita, of course, that's permitted. Why would that be obvious? What's the concern? There's no concern of kukula, and there's no concern of pritus. So he's a man. We don't have the same concern of pritus by men as we do by women. So why wouldn't we, why would there be a hot minute to think that you can't remarry her? So Gemara says, Mao, the same of what would you have thought that maybe he shouldn't remarry her? Ligdur Mishum de Rabbi Nassim, there should be a Xer because of Rabbi Nassim. Who's Rabbi Nassim? The Tani Rabbi Nassim, Omer Hanoder Kilu Bana Bama. A person makes a nether in general, and it's like as if he built a Bama in his Bech, outside his Bech, which is no longer permitted anymore. It's only permitted during the 14 years of taking over the land of Eretz Israel and giving out the land. After that point, it's also to build a Bama, a Mizbech, outside of the Beis HaMikdash. So a person makes a nether, it's like building a Bama. Not that bad. A person who's Makai the nether, Kilu Hikriv Allah carbon, it's as if he actually was Makriv a carbon, which is a very bad thing. So since the guy took the nether, so then it's a bad thing. Maybe we should penalize him and not remarry his wife. Kamashlam, we don't penalize him. I got a completely different type of concern. Nothing to do with a Kikula or nothing to do with Pritus Stama and Nisr making the Dharm. And there's no Knas, we end up saying. Gemara says, "Mipnei tikkun olam." So Gemara says, "Why do we allow the husband to remarry her? Because of tikkun olam. What's the my tikkun olam? What's the tikkun olam of allowing him to remarry her? There's no tikkun olam in that." So Gemara says, "No, ika amar again my tikkun olam ika amar Rav Shesh says areisha." When it says tikkun olam, it's not referring to the seifa of the husband taking the nether. It goes back to the beginning. Why do we not allow her to get remarried? Because of tikkun olam. Whether the tikkun olam is because of kilkula or the tikkun olam is because of pritusa, it's because of tikkun olam that goes back to the qualify the first half of the Mishnah. Ravina Amar Li Olam HaSeifa. Now, really refers to the Seifa. What's the Tikkun Olam allowing him to remarry his wife? The way the Mishnah should be is Ein Bazeh Mipnei Tikkun Olam. Allowing him to get remarried to his wife is not a concern of Tikkun Olam, and therefore that's why we permit him, because there is no concern of Tikkun Olam issues. Okay, beautiful. Let's go weiter. The Mishnah says, Hamotzias Eisho Mishim Islandus. Wow, it's late. Person divorces his wife because she's an islander, she's not able to have children. Behuda Omer Lo Yachse, he's never allowed to remarry her again. Chacham Omer Yachse, the Chacham permit him to remarry her. Nisish La'achar, let's say she gets married to somebody else. V'hayu Lo Banim, hey Manu. And it ends up being that she has children, so she's clearly not an islander. An islander, by definition, is someone who cannot have children. So it turns out she wasn't an islander, and I divorced her, or he divorced her anyways, because he thought she was an islander. Vitavask Subasa, and now she wants her money back. She says, I was an islandist. You took away my money because you thought it was a mekachtos. I'm clearly not an islandist. Pay me back the money that you owe me. So Amar Behuda says, Omer La, we tell her, Shtikusacha yafa midiburhecha. It's better for you to be quiet. Meaning, if you try to claim your money, and you're saying that you're not really an islandist, that means your initial divorce was not a good divorce either. So now your second marriage isn't a good marriage, and your children are mamzerim, and you're still stuck to the first guy. Better you stay quiet and don't ask for the money. That's Behuda's advice. Gemara says, now, Lamemer, is this to suggest that Rabbi Yehuda chayish lekukula, Rabbanan lo chayish lekukula? Rabbi Yehuda says, once you divorce her because of an islandess, you can never remarry her. So that means Rabbi Yehuda is concerned of a kukula. It's done forever. And Chacham is not so, they're not so concerned with kukula, and that's why he allows them to remarry. Is that really true? Is that their general position? We learned differently. Tithnan, the Mishnah tells us in Maseches, in our Maseches Gittin, we said earlier, Hamot is the Ishto Mishum Shemra Lo Yachzer, Mishum Neder Lo Yachzer, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kol Neder Shiyadu Barabim Lo Yachzer, Shlo Yadu Barabim Yachzer. Ama Rabban Chayish Lekukula. Rabbi Yehuda Lo Chayish Lekukula. We said the reason why Rabbi Yehuda said there's a difference between Rabbim and Arabim is because of Pritzusa, because making the Neder and Rabbim is a Pritzus. But he wasn't concerned with Kukula. But here he is concerned of Kukula, that if you divorce based on an islandess, you can never remarry her. There's no Pritzus there at all. And that's a concern of Kilkula. So Rabbi Yehuda goes against what he says, and Rabban also go against what they say. So Gemara says, Amar Shmuel Epoch, let's switch them around. Really, we should say Rabbi Yehuda here says you can be Yachzer because there's no concern of Kilkula, and Chacham should say Lo Yachzer. Gemara says, wait a second. V'ha mitikasani seifa nisis la'acher v'hayu lahem banim. Hey manu v'hi tovask zavasa Amar Yehuda omer la shtikusacha yafa midibureacha. Yehuda is the one who advised her to stay quiet and not ask for the money, the seifa of our Mishnah. Mechlad, this implies to Rabbi Yehuda chayish l'kukula, that he's concerned of kukula. That if she collects the money, there's going to be concern that he might regret his get. So he is concerned of kukula here. So we just have now, we just change Rabbi Yehuda to be consistent that he doesn't hold of kukula. But we have another Rabbi Yehuda that seems to say that there is a kukula problem. Where it says, Honami Yipach, no, switch that line also. The seifa of the Mishnah shouldn't be Rabbi Yehuda. It should be the Chacham who are the ones who say, better you be quiet. So that's the first understanding. Hard to switch around two positions of Yehuda, but that's the first suggestion of the Gemara. Now, Abaye says, Amar Liolam Lo Tepach, don't switch things around. Yehuda ba, he savor like Rabbi Meir, he savor like Rabbi Elazar. In the case of the previous Mishnah of the Mishum Neder, he holds like Rabbi Meir and he holds like Rabbi Elazar. What does that mean? Bitzarach, when it's a case where it's a Neder that requires a Hakir's Chacham, he holds like Rabbi Meir, who says that it is a concern that you cannot remarry her? And when it comes to, wait one second here. No, other way around. Again, in the case of Tzarech, Savala Krabi Elazar, that you're not allowed to remarry her. B'she'en and Tzarech, Savala Krabi Meir. He goes like those two quadrants, if you will, of their positions. He's a combination of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar. Not because of any concerns of Pritzus in the previous case, like we understand initially, it's because he holds like Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Meir, who both hold of Kilkula, but their debate was whether there's a concern of being mevaz the wife in Bezin. You have to go through the whole Cheshbonos here to understand this better. So fine, that's how we had it. But really, he holds of Mishim Kilkula. And that's this mission here, Rabbi Yehuda L'Shitaso, and two times he says Mishim Kilkula. The previous discussion was not because of Kilkula, again, it's because he understands like Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar, respectively, in each of the cases of Tzarech and Enel Tzarech. And then the Gemara says, Amar Rava comes along and says, Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda Kasha. We only had a Kasha Rabbi Yehuda, we answered them up. But the Rabbanan, the Rabbanan, lo Kasha. But wasn't there also a Kasha for Rabbanan against themselves? So Ella, Amar Rava, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda, lo Kasha, Kedashanin. We already got out of the problem of Rabbi Yehuda, there's no steer anywhere, Rabbi Yehuda. But the Rabbanan, lo Kasha. There's no Kasha here either. Why? Man Chachamim, who are the Chachamim here who say that Moti Shem, Moti Mishim Eilonis, one's allowed to remarry? That's Rabbi Meir, Damar Beinan Tanai Kafel. Completely different, filling some other story out of left field. Rabbi Meir holds in Kedushin and elsewhere, you need Tanai Kafel, a double Lashon of Kafel. If this happens, yes. If this doesn't happen, not. You need a double Lashon. But Hacha B'mayaskinan, B'dilo Kafel Tanai, you did not double the Tanai. Therefore, the Tanai doesn't take effect. And that's why he thinks you are allowed to remarry her. Fine, let's keep going. The new Mishnah tells us now, Hamocher es asmov es banav lov de kachavim ein podino. So, Ava podin es babanim lacher mises avim. The person sells himself and his children to the goyim. He needs a lot of money, he sells himself and expects to be redeemed by the tzibur to get him out. So, the halach is that we're not poded the father, but we are poded the children after the father died. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Asi, v'hu shemacha v'shana v'shalish. It has to be a case where he sold himself, not once, not twice, but three times he violated this. Once he made a chazaka that he's willing to sell himself into the Ovdei Chachamim, you no longer redeem him from their possession. So, Hani b'nei michse, there are certain children of this town. The Yazve Zuzei me'Ovdei Chachamim, they borrowed money from the Goyim. V'lohaya lohav lohu le'mifrinir, they had no money to pay back. So also, v'kagarvile, they ended up taking them captivity because they didn't pay back their money. Also, the commander of Huna, they went to Rav Huna to ask, can we redeem them from captivity? Amar lehu, Rav Huna says to them, Amai avar lehu, d'tanan hamoches asma ves banav lo v'chacham ein poten oso. The Mishnah tells us that you're not allowed to redeem them from the goyim. So Amar lehu, Rabbi Abba lemitani, but Rabbi taught us, Rabbeinu taught us, v'hu shemacha v'shana v'shilish. It's only a case where it happened three times that you cannot redeem them. But this only happened one time. So Amar Lei, so Rav Huna says back to them, Hani Margli Ragli Davdi Hachi, I know that these people do this more than one time. Either they've done it, or he knows them well that they will do it again. How do they say this exactly? They do this a number of times, and therefore they are not allowed to. We are not allowed to redeem them from this from the goyim. Okay, we'll stop here.